After a 23-day hiatus, Chrissy Teigen has returned to Twitter. Chrissy said, "I chose to take the bad with the good," she said in her return, adding, "Turns out it feels terrible to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day and also lose like 2,000 friends at once." As we told you, Chrissy, who of course is Mrs. John Legend, left the social media platform last month because she was tired of the negativity. At the time, she said she hadn't learned how to block it out. So clearly she's getting better at it, and you know, she's back with it. So there you go. Her tweets are always fun, huh?
Did y'all know she was missing?
Yeah, we said it.
Until we said it, I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, you kept 3 days. I didn't hear y'all.
I'd like to help her out a little bit.
Okay, what? Go ahead, Steve.
You don't have 2,000 friends. I just want to point
followers.
That out.
Friends, huh?
No. She said friends.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're friends. Saying.
That's the problem. Stop thinking they're your friend, because they'll turn on you.
Yes.
Or yeah.
Turn on you like Pop-Tarts.
All right. Glad to have you back, Chrissy Teigen. And Carla is here now with today's music news. What you got, Carla?
Well, let me tell you guys this. The Country Music Awards, they demonstrated change and being inclusive. Three African-American artists made history. First up, country singer. Did you see that? Mickey Guyton. Mm-hmm. She co-hosted the first black female woman to co-host the show. Country Music Awards? Yes.
That's changed.
Wow.
Yes, with Keith Urban. Also, Jimmy Allen. He's a country artist, African-American man. He won Best New Artist. And Kane Brown won Video of the Year.
He's huge.
For his song. Yes, he is huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. Worldwide beautiful.
They're better than the Republicans.
Yeah, being more inclusive, right, Jay?
I mean, they act like black people don't like country. What is
that
about?
Right. And you know what? I love country music because they're great storytellers. But I was reading an article on CNN.com, and it is stated that African Americans, the culture is all over country music, and that the banjo, for example, is a descendant of an instrument that was brought to America by enslaved West Africans. Wow. Learn something new every day, right?
Every day. Wow. Every single day.
What you singing, Steve? You like country music?
Remember. Do you know how big country music is in Africa?
No.
Oh, is it?
No, is it?
Listen to me, Carla.
Yes,
Ghana,
sir.
Where you're from?
Yes.
Country music is huge.
Wow.
They love country music. It stunned me that all these radio stations play country music. Like, you'll hear soul cutting in, here come a country ass jam.
Wow. Right. Okay, for real.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
So this
country
explains it.
Very big in Africa.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Coming up next, Conway Twitty. Stay tuned for Conway Twitty. Coming up next.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay Brown.
The African DJ.
Conway Twitty. Up next.
Well, thanks for that. That was great. Coming up,
Steve, you hired him.
Yes. He's looking crazy right now in the Zoom.
It's brilliant stuff. Just that you don't expect it because he's not here. So
you just never know. Yeah.
Yeah. When it come out, you go, oh.
Oh, hey, you're here today. Okay. All right, Steve. Time for our headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Okay, the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd case goes to the jury today after some last-minute instructions from the judge. The defense and the prosecution made their closing remarks yesterday, with defense lawyer Eric Nelson insisting that the now ex-cop was merely being a cop last May 25th.
The defendant is not guilty of a crime if he used force as authorized by law. And to prove guilt, the state must further prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant's use of force was not authorized by law.
But the prosecutor says what Derek Chauvin did that day had very little to do with the law.
Pushing him, a knee to the neck, a knee to the back, twisting his fingers, holding his legs for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, the defendant's weight on him, wasn't a sudden cardiac event, wasn't a heart attack, wasn't a drug overdose.
He says what that was murder. Derek Chauvin faces three criminal counts, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. The jury consists of three black men, one black woman, four white women, two white men, and two women who identify as multiracial. The city of Minneapolis, as well as municipalities around the country, of course, now engaged in a tense waiting game. According to the Washington Post, prosecutors have found evidence that a racist and corrupt Virginia cop planted evidence to put black men away. So now as many as 400 convictions could now be overturned. The now former Fairfax County officer, Jonathan Freitag, or Freitag, is under investigation but not yet criminally charged, but they're looking into him. Yesterday marked the anniversary of the worst U.S. terrorist attack pre-9/11. That was the Oklahoma City bombing that took place April 19, 1995. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma killed 168 people, including children who were in the building's basement that day because it was a daycare center that day there. Another 600 people were injured, and the bomb blast was so strong, get this, it either damaged or destroyed over 300 other buildings within a 16-block radius of the federal structure. Timothy McVeigh was executed in 2001 for the bombing. His accomplice, Terry Nichols, given life in prison without the possibility of parole. Sad news, former Vice President Walter Mondale has died. Mondale, a Democrat, was the first presidential candidate of one of the major parties to select a female running mate, Geraldine Ferraro. Walter Mondale, 93. And we also have lost a spectacular Mrs. Hester Ford of Charlotte, North Carolina. Oldest living American, starting life picking cotton, ending up with, at age 116, with some 300 great and great-great grandchildren. They said, "What did you like?" She said, "Oh, I love pancakes, I love grits, and I love bacon." I can smell it. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.